Okay. Good evening, everyone. Before we begin, just like to announce that tonight's learning is dedicated in memory of the mother of Tony Neowitz, Doris Oliver, Devora Basara. Yahrzeit is the 21st of Elul. So we learn Mezecha Nishmasa this evening. As well, Rabbi Daniel Feldman will be giving a shiur also on Yonei Dioma at this time, next week, 8:15. And Yonei Dioma topic is, if you don't remember, something, Tkiah Shofar, I forget, something like that. Okay, and Yonei Dioma. Okay, we spent a little time last week. I'm not sure if everybody who's here tonight was here last week. Certainly not. Okay, that's okay. I'm going to do a brief review of what we saw last week. And what we're really going to do tonight is learn the second opinion in a Mishnah. Last week, what we really did, believe it or not, was just learn a Mishnah. That's all we did in the end. And we're going to look at that Mishnah again tonight. The sheet you have in front of you tonight has some of the sources from last week. We're going to leave out sources 2 and 3 because we covered them last week, and then we have to look at source 1 once again and then go through 4 through 8 and maybe a little bit more depending on the amount of time that we have. Okay, I may leave certain things up for you to think about over Yom Noraim, which is always something nice to do. Davening's long enough. So during a piyut, when it's a song you don't want to join in, so you can think about this. Okay, so let's look at the Mishnah again in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. This is source number 1. And as I learn the Mishnah, so I will remind ourselves of what we discussed last week. Seder Brachos. What's the order of the Brachos of the Shmoneh Esrei? If you have a machzor, you can look at it in the machzor. This is specifically referring to the musaf, and many of the machzor, the art scrolls certainly will let you know what you're up to. If it'll tell you of usually avos, gevuros, kedushas Hashem, etc. You may or may not need the machzor tonight. We'll see. And I didn't bring the other sheets because I think we can do without them. Anyway, what's the order? Avos, that's the first section of the Brachos, which ends with Magen Avraham. Ugvuros, which begins with Atah Gibor, concludes with Mechaye HaMesim. That's one of the Gvuros of Hashem. I didn't mention this last time, but a worthwhile idea just to understand. When we speak about Mechaye HaMesim on a regular basis, many of the things that we speak about in that theme are not Mechaye HaMesim at all. We speak about Rofei Cholim, Matir Asurim, Mechalkel Chayim V'Chesed, Hashem supports us, Hashem heals those who are sick. So Mech Noflim, those who are downtrodden, he supports. So we have to understand that Mechaye HaMesim is the ultimate, that Hashem is able to resurrect the dead. But on a daily basis, he fulfills that in different ways as well. That theme of Mechaye HaMesim, the idea that someone who is so despondent, who's so downtrodden, who may be so depressed, who needs support, that's also a fulfillment of Mechaye HaMesim. And to understand that we can do that as well, if we follow Hashem's way, so that really is all part of the theme. Culminating with, of course, in the ultimate fashion. So that's the brach of Gevuros, and that is the way Hashem is able to express, able to demonstrate his Gevura through bringing the rain. Bringing the rain is also brings livelihood. That is another form of Tchiyas HaMesim, so to speak. Okay, then Kiddushas Hashem, which is, as we know, Uvechein Tein Pachtecha, we know this, and all the Tfilos have this, Uvechein Tzadikim V'Yismachu, that section is an expanded Kiddushas Hashem section, and that's why it takes a little bit of time to get to HaMelech HaKadosh. You're wondering when you're going to get there. Some people make a mistake. They say, Atah Kadosh, Hashem HaKadosh, and they're ready to end. Kadoshim B'Chorim Yahaluch HaSela, break. You're waiting for the end, and it doesn't happen for a little bit of time. Because we've expanded the Kedushas Hashem section of of the davening, which is certainly logical. The fact that Rosh Hashanah is the time where, as we mentioned last week, we coronate the king, so his name becomes very holy as the king. So we extend that, and we hope that Hashem's name is not only recognized by our people, but is that all of the nations of the world recognize him. And v'kol el malchios imahen. And you include Malchios with Kedushas Hashem. I remind you from last time, this is not the way we paskin. You'll notice that Malchios is not included in Kedushas Hashem. Kedushas Hashem ends with HaMelech HaKadosh, and we haven't yet begun with Malchios. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Ve'eino tokea, and you don't blow shofar at that point. Then Kedushas Hayom, then you mention the Kedusha of the day, which concludes with Melech HaKadosh Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron, and we will blow shofar. Zichronos v'tokea, we blow shofar. Shofos v'tokea, we blow shofar afterwards. As we mentioned also last time, only Derech Hazaras Hashat in most Ashkenazi communities, and in certain communities during the Tefillah Balachash as well. Va'omer, it's convenient when you do it into the Tefillah Balachash, and then you do in your Chazar Shashat, so at the end you only left with 10, you know, there's very little left to do. With us, we have the whole 30, you know, everyone's quiet for all those feelings. Yeah, then all the way at the end in the middle of Kaddish. Va'omer, Avoda, Ritzei, Hoda, Modim, Ubirkas Kohanim, and of course we conclude with Sim Shalom. Div Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We're going to get back to him in a moment. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, as we asked last time, Im eino tokea lamalchios, lama hu mazkir. If you're not going to blow shofar after you recite Malchios, why are you mentioning Malchios at all? We asked that question last time and we didn't understand it. So the Gemara came to explain what that was. Look in the Gemara now. Of course, Rabbi Akiva then changes a little bit around, and the Gemara says here, Amalo Rabbi Akiva. Im eino tokel malchios lama humazkir. Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I don't understand. According to you, I say the 10 psukim of Malchios, I'm not blowing shofar, I then move on to Kedushas Hayom, and then I blow shofar. After Melech al Kalaretz Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron, after I do that, so right, that's when I'm going to blow shofar. According to Rabbi Yochanan, without Malchios. According to him, I did Malchios before. I did Malchios before. I'm not blowing after Malchios. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I'm going to say Malchios, and I'm not going to blow shofar, and then I'm going to say Kedushas Hayom, and I'm going to blow shofar. So says Rabbi Akiva, I don't understand. I'm going to say 10 psukim of Malchios without Tekiya shofar. Im eino, that's what his question was. Im eino tokel malchios lama hu maskir. Why are you mentioning 10 psukim of malchios at all if you're not going to blow shofar? So the Gemara says, lama hu maskir, rachmanu amar itkar. That we learn malchios from psukim. Ela, this was Rabbi Yehuda's question. Lama eser. If you're not going to blow for Malchios, we said, so why would you say 10 psukim? Lema teisha, say 9 psukim. Dahuil v'ishtini ishtini. Since you change it, you change it. So let me explain what the Gemara means superficially, as we mentioned last week, and what we concluded the Gemara really means, and then we'll be able to move on to tonight's topic. Last week we said, what are you talking about? This was Rabbi Akiva's question. If you're not going to blow shofar during Malchios, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you say 10 psukim of Malchios, and you're not going to blow shofar. So why would you mention Malchios at all if you're not going to blow shofar? No, it means. Why are you mentioning 10 psukim of Malchios? You should say 9. So the simple explanation is, well, if you're not going to blow shofar, so why do you care if we say 9, you can say 8, 7, 6? Malchios is not going to blow shofar. Malchios is clearly not that important, and you don't have to be mocked on 10 psukim. So we explained last week that the Rav, after developing his idea, we said that no, there was something very specific about that question. It was 9. He said, if you're not blowing shofar after Malchios, then you don't view Matthios as a form of tefillah. Because shofar is the silent prayer, as we mentioned. The psukim of Malchios and Zichronos and Shofros, so those are psukim that are actually divided into different categories. We said last time that if I want to prove that Hashem is the Melech, how many times do I have to do that? I have to do that three times. Three times from Torah, three times from Nevi'im, three times from Ksuvim, Ksuvim for Torah. What do I need a tenth pasuk for? The tenth pasuk is not a proof that God is the King, or that God will remember us, or that I'm supposed to blow the shofar. The tenth pasuk we said last time, that is a tefillah. The tenth pasuk is a tefillah. The proof the tenth pasuk is a tefillah is, where is that tenth pasuk, the last pasuk from the Torah found? It's found incorporated into the end bracha, into the chasima. Right? Right before you conclude Baruch Atah Hashem, there's the tenth pasuk, the pasuk from the Torah for Shofros or for Zichronos. For Malchios, where's that pasuk found? So we saw last week that pasuk is found actually prior to the last section, only because we want to make a universal tefillah, because that's the nusach for all the tefillahs. That we may remember from last time. So why would you have 10? All you need are 9 psukim. If you're not blowing shofar, then Malchios has no component of tefillah in it. If there's no component of tefillah, it doesn't need a 10 pasuk, because the 10 pasuk serves as a tefillah. Only the first 9 are there to tell me to support the notion that he is the Melech, he remembers, and we blow shofar. That was the argument of Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri last time. And therefore, why would you say 10? You should say 9. What I want to do tonight is I'd like to analyze Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's position. The beginning of the Mishnah, once again, Avos Gevuros Kiddushas Hashem, Malchios will be recited with Kiddushas Hashem. I can understand that. V'chein teipach techa, Hashem should be the Melech HaKol Haaretz. Okay? In that section, I can understand very well, right? Memshelos Adom min Haaretz. I can understand very well that Hashem is the Melech. But why I'm not blowing shofar after Malchios? I say Kiddushas Hayom, and then I blow shofar? Why am I blowing shofar after Kiddushas Hayom? Blow shofar after Malchios. What is so unique about Kiddushas Hayom on Rosh Hashanah that should have to kiyah shofar? Would you say, Kiddushas, is that a new concept, Kiddushas Hayom? I never heard of such a thing. What? Hayom Aratlam, good. But when we think about Kiddushas Hayom, right, so we may get there. But at this point, is Kiddushas Hayom a novel concept? Not at all. I have Kiddushas Hayom all the time. On Shabbos I have Mikadesh HaShabbos. You can't have a Shemona Esrei on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov without Kiddushas Hayom. That's the middle bracha. I have the 3 brachos before, the 3 brachos after, and the Kiddushas Hayom in the middle. Why in the world would I blow shofar after Kiddushas Hayom? Why is that? What's going on? That's number one. Number two. In order to really strengthen this question, look at source number 4 on the bottom of the page. Ditanya. This is a Brisa Maseches Megillah. And I didn't quote the whole thing. Shimon Hapkoli, his dear Shmona Esrei Brachos, Lefnei Rav Gamliel al Haseder B'Yavne. This is the beginning of the 18 Brachos that we have, and why they're in a certain order, the Brachos that we recite every day. Amar Rabbi Yochanan va'omri la, some say b'masnisa, Tani was taught in a brisa. Me'o ve'esrim zekenim, there are 120 elders. Ubahem kama neviim, many of us know what was this body of people, of rabbis. This was the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, who instituted brachos, kiddushos, havdolos, tefilos. They instituted much of the nusach of the nuschos of our davening, and kiddush, etc., were from the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, and amongst them were several neviim as well. So, what do? They actually instituted the Shmona Esrei Brachos al Haseder. Tana Rabbanan, you want to know something about the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. So let's see. Minayin sheomrim avos. How do you know you're supposed to say avos? Every day. Shenamar havu l'Hashem b'nei elim. Okay, b'nei elim refers to those great people I mentioned last week. Why the minhag is that we stand up for this section, Mizmor LeDavid, on Friday night, is because I stand up for Shmoneh Esrei. And this is the source for the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, at least the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, as well as for Hashem's name 18 times. Uminayin she'omrim gevuros, she'emar, havu l'Hashem, kavod va'oz. Right? We're supposed to render to God the fact that He is one who's supposed to give honor and strength. Oz, that's gevuros. Uminayin she'omrim kedushos. How do I know that the next bracha is going to be Hakel HaKadosh on a daily basis? She'emar, havu l'Hashem kavod shemo ishtachu l'Hashem bahadras. Kodesh. There's the key word, Kodesh. And then I only quote you the beginning of this, but this is a very lengthy brisa which goes through all of the middle brachos, the 12 or 13 brachos of Bakashos of the Shmoneh Esrei. Umara ulomar bina achar kedusha. Why is it that the order we usually assume is ma'akev? Why would I say atachonein, the bracha about knowledge and understanding, immediately after the bracha of kedusha? Shenamar v'hikdishu es kedosh Yaakov v'eselukei Yisrael ya'aritzu v'samach le. Right after that is v'yedu do'ei ruach bina. Okay, I have a pasuk about bina that follows the pasuk about kedusha, and that links the two. And by the way, that's how you have all of the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei work that way. We find psukim to tell me why Rifa'enu comes after Eva and Yenu, and then the bracha of Parnassa. Every single one of the brachos has a pasuk to support. And Shekinah Sagdola found support in psukim to do so. Fine. That's the Gemara Megillah. This teaches me about the daily tefilos. Avos, Gevuros, Kedushas Hashem. That obviously is universal when it comes to all of the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. Now let's go back to source number one, the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We did the first two lines. I'm in the middle of the second line of the Gemara, where it says Tana Rabbana. Again, source one, the Gemara section, the Gemara paragraph, line two, the middle of the line. Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa teaches, Minayin she'omrim avos. How do you know that you're supposed to say avos? She'ne'emar havu l'Hashem b'nei elim. I'm not going to translate. We just did this. Uminayin she'omrim gevuros. She'ne'emar havu l'Hashem kavod va'oz. Uminayin she'omrim kedushos. She'ne'emar havu l'Hashem kavod shemo hishtachu l'Hashem haras kodesh. Uminayin, oh, this is new. Uminayin she'omrim malchios zichronos v'shofros. How do you know that on Rosh Hashanah we're supposed to say psukim that speak about that this theme of Hashem is the Melech, Hashem should remember, etc.? So Rabbi Eliezer tells me from the psukim. Stop here for a moment. What's the problem? What's the problem here? This is a brisa that's going to go through the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei for Rosh Hashanah and tell me why I say, well, let's see. What do I need a brisa to teach me in Maseches Rosh Hashanah? What do I need to know about Shmoneh Esrei? What do I need to know?
Just the middle.
That's right. I need to know what's unique about what? About Rosh Hashanah. I need to know how is Rosh Hashanah different. I need a brisa to quote this the same psukim you had in Megillah for the daily Shmoneh Esrei. What do you need that for? I already know why I say Avos, Gevuros, and Kedushas Hashem. You told me that in Maseches Megillah. And here you have a whole list of psukim. Moreover, I look at the Mishnah on the top of the page. Say their brachos, Omer, Avos, Gevuros, Kedushas Hashem. Hold on one second. If you want to tell me Kedushas Hashem in order to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says I'm supposed to link the two Malchios together, Kedushas Hashem, okay, that I hear. Do you need to tell me Omer, Avos, Gevuros? Don't I know that already? How else would I start the Shemona Esrei? Would you have thought I would leave that out? I need a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah to tell me that I say Avos and Gevuros and Kedushas Hashem? I know that already. So it's really the same question. Why do I need Maseches Rosh Hashanah to teach me something I know from Maseches Megillah? So those are the two questions we're going to address tonight. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, explain to me why Kedushas Hayom has Tkiyah Shofar, Malchios doesn't, but I'm gonna say it during Kedushas Hayom. That's where it belongs. That's number one. And number two, why do I need the whole source, once again, of Avos, Giveros, etc. in Maseches Rosh Hashanah when I know it already? That's part of the daily davening in Maseches Megillah. So, let's continue in the Gemara. And maybe we'll be able to find an answer. Because we'll have to raise another question based on this Gemara as well. Okay, how do I know I say Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros? And that should be part of the Shemona Esrei. Uminayin shomim Malchios, Zichronos, v'Shofaros. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Dichsiv, Shabbason, Zichron, Tiruah, Mikra Kodesh. This is the Pasuk where it speaks about the mitzvah of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So watch what we do with all the words in the Pasuk. Shabbason, Zeh Kedushas Hayom. That teaches me, that word Shabbason, in the context of the laning of Rosh Hashanah, teaches me that I have to mention Kedushas Hayom, the holiness of the day. Zichron Trua, Elu Zichronos. Well, that's an easy one, right? Trua, that's also an easy one. Elu Shofros. So Shabbason Zichron Trua teaches me Shabbason, speak about the holiness of the day. And Zikara Zichron, Sukkim about Zichronos. Trua, Sukkim about Shofros. Mikra Kodesh, what do you learn from that phrase? Kadshehu Basias Malacha. Okay, Mikra, that we know. Mikra Kodesh, of course. I'm supposed to what? Obviously, I'm not allowed to do Malacha on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is going to be a Yontif like every other Yontif. Okay. So now, Amar Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva has a technical issue with Rabbi Eliezer, but for our purposes, he's not really going to be changing anything. He says, why do you need the words Shabbason? That's teaching you Malchios. No, Shabbason is that's a nice word. I know that word. What? That can teach me that it's Shabbos. It's like a Yontif, and there are certain malachos I'm not permitted to do. Says Rabbi Akiva, Mipnei ma lo ne'amar Shabbason Shvos. Why don't we suggest that Shabbason is the source that I'm supposed to rest from malacha? That's what the pasuk begins with. It makes sense that the first what sets in first, the fact that I daven Musaf alone Shmon Esrei. No, the first thing that happens is the sun sets and I can't do malacha. So it would make sense that the first word in the pasuk that says Shabbason would right that would be the one that denotes that this is the beginning of the holiness of the day. Okay, so he switches things around. So he says, okay. Instead of learning that from Mikra Kodesh, I'll learn that I'm not allowed to do Malacha from the Pasuk of Shabbason. Zichron, that's the same. Elu Zichronos, Trua Elu Shofros. Mikra Kodesh, Zu Kedusha Sayom. Mikra Kodesh will teach me Kedusha Sayom instead of Asa Basias Malacha. How do I know I'm supposed to recite a bracha about Kedusha Sayom? Machlokas. Rabbi Akiva says, I learn it from Mikra Kodesh, and Rabbi Eliezer says, I learn it from Shabbason, but the bottom line is, I'm learning the mitzvah of the fact that I mentioned Kedushas Hayom from Sukkim. What's missing? We haven't mentioned a source for Malchios. Minayin Shomim Malchios. Okay, so here also, there's a debate. Rabbi Omer, Ani Hashem Elokechem Uvachodesh HaShvi'i Zu Malchus. If I connect the end of the previous pasuk unrelated to Rosh Hashanah, and then the words uvachodesh hashvi'i. So what can I say? Oh, in the seventh month, ani Hashem Elokeichem. You need to somehow declare that I am God. All right, that sounds like Malchios. Rabbi El Yossi, Rabbi Yudomir Enot Tzarech. Now you don't need that very cute drasha. Harehu Omer v'hayu lachem lizikaron lifnei Elokeichem. It says, you shall be as a remembrance in front of God. And then the pasuk says, ends with Ani Hashem Elokeichem. But you just said you should be a zikaron in front of God, and then you have to say, I am God. That's almost redundant. What do you need at the end of that pasuk for? Uma tam she'ein ma tamul amar Ani Hashem Elokeichem. You don't need to say those words. Uma tamul amar Ani Hashem Elokeichem zebana'av. This is the general rule. Wherever I have a mention of Zikaron, you should also have Ani Hashem Elokeichem, the source of Malchus. So there are two interesting things from this Gemara. Whether you know the details of the drasha, it's not really relevant. What's interesting, number one, which maybe we're not going to have that much time to talk about, is that Malchus is not derived from the same psukim as everybody else. Malchios we sort of save to the end. I have a source for no malacha. What are the four things I'm learning? No malacha, zichronos, shofros, and kiddush hasayom. That's what I learned. Malchios, that's it, almost like an afterthought. Whether Mikra Kodesh, whether I learn it from Mikra Kodesh or I learn it from Shabbason, I learn there's a mitzvah to recite Kiddush HaSayam. Okay. So here's my question. What is the source that you're supposed to say Mikadesh HaShabbos every Shabbos in Shemona Esrei? What's the source I'm supposed to say Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim every yontif? So if this Gemara is correct, then I would probably need a source for each one of them. So turn over the page. And there is a source, thankfully. Look at source number 5. Tana Rabbanan. Hayu lifanav mitzvos harbei. I've never seen anyone do this. Omer, Baruch Asher Kedushanu v'mitzvot zivanu ala mitzvos. It's cute, right? But we don't pass them like that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, not at all. Right? Ala mitzvos. You have many mitzvos. Mivarech al kol achas v'achas bifnei atzma. No, if you're doing, you get up in the morning, I'm doing tzitzis and tefillin and feel, you know, all these things. You make a separate bracha. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Tamar, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Hilchos of Rabbi Yehuda. We follow Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you're doing a slew of, you're sitting in the sukkah, that's the best place. Sitting in the sukkah, and you're learning, and you're, whatever else you're doing, you have all the mitzvahs all at once. So, no, you make a bracha on each and every one. What's the source? For Amar Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Tamar, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say, what's the reason why I'm supposed to make a separate bracha on each and every mitzvah? Dichsiv, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. You're supposed to bless God every day. Yom Yom. V'chi b'yom mivarach enoso v'alayla ein mivarach enoso. I don't bless him yom, right, during the daytime. No, elabal omar, b'chol yom v'yom. Each and every day, you should give him a reflection of all of the brachos, all of the blessings. We have to thank Hashem, so thank him for it, right? That's the way we know we're supposed to do that when it comes to our children, right? Every detail, not just that's a very nice picture, but I like this part and that part and the other part, right? And with students we say that, right? I like this, this, and it's not just a great student. Let me tell you why he's great, all the details. And that's what we do, that's what we do with Hashem. He gives us, there's so many things to be thankful for. When we realize we begin to count them, we realize how appreciative we are. Because then, if we think about all the things that go wrong, we never count our blessings. So then we start to complain. When we realize we have this hakaras hatov, of just someone speaking with someone today, that the idea of being makir tov, remember Malitsky said this, be makir tov, I don't need to call something hakaras hatov when it's obvious. Lahakir tov means that I'm able to recognize it. It's not so discernible, and I'm able to find that which is good, even though it's not so clear to me. That's hakaras hatov. So main berchosav. So hachanami here also. B'chol davar v'davar tein lo me'ein berchosav. You should give him a reflection of the blessings of that day. And look at this Rashi in source 6. Kol yom v'yom me'ein berchosav. Shel Shabbos me'ein shel Shabbos. On Shabbos you bless him, you speak about, you express the fact that it's Shabbos. Shel chol me'ein shel chol. Weekday has its own blessings. Shel yom tov me'ein shel yom tov. Ha me'orah. What is this cool? So this is a nice phrase to know. Me'ein ha me'orah. Me'ein ha me'orah. Me'oraim are recurrences, things that happen. Me'ein is a reflection of, from the word ayin. Every day, me'ein ha-ma'ora. If it's so, you'll, very often you'll see the lingo that's used in halacha svarim is that what's yala v'yavo called? Me'ein ha-ma'ora. What's retzei called in benching? Me'ein ha-ma'ora. That's what we call. It's a reflection of the day. Each yala v'yavo, that's what he called. Me'ein ha-ma'ora. Every day has a special blessing. This is the source that on Shabbos I say Mikadesh HaShabbos. And on Yom Kippur I say Mikadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. And on a weekday I don't have a special time Kadosh, so I say whatever the brachos are for that day. So here's the question. The question is, why do I need a Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah to derive that there's a mitzvah of Kiddushas Hayom specifically on Rosh Hashanah, learned from either the word Shabbason or the word Mikra Kodesh? Rosh Hashanah is a Yantif. Rosh Hashanah should be no different than Yantif for Shabbos. And what would be, and all I need, how do I know I mentioned Kiddushas Hayom, Melech HaKadosh, Yom Yom HaZikaron? I'll tell you where I learned it from this pasuk. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Why do I need a special derivation for Rosh Hashanah? Every Yantif has Kiddushas Hayom. All of a sudden, you have to open up this Gemara. And in the same way, I need to... How do I know you say Zichronos? Ooh, there's a special... It says Zichron. How do you know you say Shofros? Oh, it's because it says Teruah. How do you know you say Kiddushas Hayom? Because it says Mikra Kodesh or Shabbason. What? I understand very well why I need Psukim for Shofros and Zichronos. But for Kiddushas Hayom, what do I need that for? So that's another question. So in order to answer these questions, so what we're going to do is we're going to deal with some of them on their own, and then the Rav's idea, which really puts them all together. So let's take a look at the Ritva, who addresses one of these questions. Source number 7. So he says like this. He starts with the Mishnah. Masnisin. Say their brachos. This is source number 7. This is the Ritva's commentary on Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Omer avos givuros v'chule. Pirish kitaniha. It teaches this. Now right away that's an answer. What's bothering the Ritva? What do you need a Mishnah to tell me I say avos and givuros? In Rosh Hashanah I say that every day. I'll tell you why. La'ashmuinan, to teach me She'ein mishanin bohem klum. You're not allowed to change the brachos. One would have thought that if it's Rosh Hashanah, maybe I have the right even to change the nusach somewhat, even in the earlier brachos of those givuros. No, you don't. Afal pishem osifim mishar hatzfil, even though we know that davening is very long on Rosh Hashanah. That's longer than a Shabbos and a Yontif, and there's so many hosafot to the davening. One would have thought that I have the right to do that even in the brachos of Shevach at the beginning of the Shmona Esrei. The answer is you can't. That's why the Gemara and the Mishnah speak about Avos, Givuros, Kedushas Hashem. Omer, what do you do on Rosh Hashanah? Avos, Givuros, Kiddushas Hashem, Malchios. What's the purpose of telling me about Avos and Givuros and quoting me the Psukim? Is to tell you Rosh Hashanah is no different. Don't you dare. Don't you dare tinker with these brachos. They stay the way they are. I'll say, but they don't. But they don't. What do? We add Zachreinu, so says the Ritva. Vim Kane. Zesha Nahagulomar Zachreinu Michamocha. Hutos. That's a mistake. Shahare Amru, Lo Yishal Adam Tzrachav, Lo Begimel Rishonos, Velo Begimel Achronos. You're not allowed to ask, right?
That's why we say
Biso. Biso, right, because?
I think that's the formula that allows us.
That permits us to do so, right. So the idea is, generally speaking, we wouldn't allow such a thing. So here, says the Ritva, this shouldn't be permitted either. This shouldn't be permitted, because we're not supposed to, Zachreinu L'chaim. Right, I'm not supposed to ask during this time. So don't worry. Maseches Sofrim says it's okay. Avol Maseches Sofrim nimtza sad l'minageinu. There's support for our custom. Shekach Amar Sham kishem shachasi masanu shal Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim mishuna mishar yamim. Just like the way we conclude the brachos are different. Kach tfilasan mishuna right. It's also different. Ah, but we only will allow Zachreinu Michamocha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and even then Hitiru. Why it's allowed during Aseres Yemei Tshuva is a good question, right? Maybe that's a problem. But nonetheless, that is our minhag. Next, two lines from the bottom of the Ritva. So we've answered one of the questions somewhat. Why does the Mishnah and then the Gemara speak about Avos, Givurus, etc.? One would have thought they're different on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Kamashma, and they should not be different. We have a source, maybe, for these psukim zachreinu, but other than that, that should be it. Odei shlomar, dehadi katani omer avos uvuros, asa la'ashmuin, comes to teach us, she'ein shliach tzibur motzi yidei chova b'tzfilas Rosh Hashanah. The Shliach Tzibur cannot discharge the obligation of someone in Rosh Hashanah Shemona Esrei, af l'mi shehespalo sheva, even if someone said the seven regular brachos, standard brachos, ela im kein omeid shom me'rosh ha'tfila v'ad sofa. One would have thought, I know I can do the regular Shemona Esrei, but the rest of it I can't do. So the Shliach Tzibur, as was typically done in the days of the Mishnah and the Gemara, would discharge the obligation of everybody. You stand there with your feet together and you listen to every word. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. It is so long to stand there anyway, right, with all the piyutim, etc. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to daven the Shemar Esrei that I know I'm going to do by myself. I'll start from the beginning, I'll get to Melech HaKaretz, whatever it is, or maybe I'll get to wherever I know, and then I'll listen to you. So says the Mishnah, I know in Rosh Hashanah the davening's longer and you may choose to listen to the Shliach Tzibur. I want to let you know, what's the say there of the Shemona Esrei? Avos, Givuros, Kedush Hashem, you can't do that. You want to be Yotze with him from the beginning to the end. Possibility two. And then we have the Pnei Yehoshua. He says, ask the similar question. If you look in source 8, 5 lines down towards the, I was supposed to bold it, 5 lines down towards the end of the line, it says, V'nire la'anius daiti, la'min ayin nun dalet. I'll answer this question. V'nire la'anius daiti, li'yashef, I'll answer this question. Mishum, di'bibrachos perek ein omdin, in the 5th perek of brachos, amrinon, what do we say there? Dahanach shalosh rishonos heim sipur shivcho shel makom. The first 3 brachos of Shemona Esrei speaks about God's praise. Uve Megillah b'hach b'risa shehevesi. We've seen that b'risa. The b'risa in Megillah mesik hasamid concludes there. Mikan ve'elech. From here on in, after the first 3, asur l'saper b'shivcho shel makom. You're not permitted to what? To speak about Hashem Shabbach. And it's actually derived from a pasuk that you can't speak about God's praise after the first 3 brachos. Dichsiv, mi malel gvros Hashem yashmiel kol tehila. So after that section, who could actually speak God's praise? So he says, ulachora pashta dekra mashma. The simple understanding of that pasuk, de'ein iser ela bahanach brachos shehem shivchol shel makom. So the only Isser to add anything. In other words, I'm not allowed to add any shevach after these brachos. Vim kein, lefizeh. Salka da'te chamina. I would have thought, I'm four lines from the bottom now. Dekevan de barash shana maskivin malchios zichronos v'shofros. Mehanach kroy de maisi hacha. We are on Rosh Hashanah. What do? We mention Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofos, and they derive from the psukim we quoted earlier. The Oson HaBrachos. What are those brachos precisely? Right? What is Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofos? So we speak about the fact, God, you are great, you remember everything. You don't forget anything. And you are the Melech HaKol Haaretz, you are so great, you are authority, I subjugate myself to you. And you're going to blow the shofar in the future, you blow the shofar in the past, he gave it and given us the Torah, all of that. Ah, he says, V'osan brachos heim shipur shivcho shel makom im kein yesh svar lomar. The following logic would dictate deshuv ein lahazkir avos ugvuros uknushos. Maybe there should be no avos gvuros and kedushos. Dim kein mosif lesaber b'shivcho shel makom. Oh, I have an obligation to speak on Rosh Hashanah from Sukkim, to speak about his praise, Malchios, Zechonos, and Shofros. And therefore, one would have thought, well, you're not allowed to add too much praise. So if I'm already adding because of the Psukim of Malchios, Zechonos, and Shofros, so I have to limit myself somewhat. Maybe I shouldn't be reciting the beginning of the Shmona Esrei. Uvahanach Shalosh de Malchios, Zechonos, v'Shofros l'chutzagi. Wow! Maybe I would have thought that Malchios, Zechonos, and Shofros would suffice. Not only suffice, would be right. There would already here be a violation of asul l'saper b'shivcho shel makom to a greater extent if I already have to say malchus zechonos and shofros. One could say these would substitute for what for the beginning of the Shmona Esrei. Mishum hachi ashmein v'racha no dafilu hachi tzarech lahazkir osan shalosh rishonos. From the pasuk Kabul Hashem Ne'im. So therefore it's saying that these are critical. These are part of every standard Shmona Esrei, but one would have thought not. So according to the Nei Yoshua, why do I need this Mishnah? Why do I need this Gemara, Avos, Gevuros, etc.? So because I would have thought, well, Malchus, Zechonos, Shofros, I have so many psukim of Shevach. How much Shevach are you going to do? Maybe I would fulfill that mitzvah. According to the Ritva, one answer is, I would have said, maybe if I could, to be Yotze from the Chazan, maybe I should be able to daven part of the Shmona Esrei myself and hear the rest, the extra that I don't know from him. You can't do that, you have to start from the beginning. And the first answer he offered was that we should not think that we're permitted to add whatever we like to the beginning of the Shmona Esrei because it's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, daven whatever you like. You're in shul all day. Yom Kippur, you're in shul all day. Just, you know, whatever, just add whatever you like to the Shmona Esrei. So you can't do that either. All the piyutim we've added, is that permitted? This may be Chazar Sashatz as well, by the way. Something to think about also. So those are the answers that have been offered. However, that doesn't answer... It doesn't answer the question about Kedushas Hayom, what Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri meant when he said, well, I'm not blowing shofar after Malchios, I'm only blowing shofar after Kedushas Hayom. But really, when you think about it, it has to be the same answer. That suffices to explain why Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said, I'm blowing shofar after Kedushas Hayom, and why I need a special pasuk for the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. So the Rav explained that you cannot derive the Kedushas Hayom specific for Rosh Hashanah from the standard source, the classic source of Kedushas Hayom for Shabbos and Yom Tov. That you learn, that's Me'ein Hama'ora, derived from Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Every day, speak about His praise, speak whatever is a reflection of the day. Rosh Hashanah is a lot more than that. Rosh Hashanah is not just, this is a reflection of the day. What's the theme, right? We have to talk. I have to mention that it's Shabbos. I have to mention that it's Yom Kippur. I have to mention that it's Rosh Hashanah. No. It's not just mentioning that it's Rosh Hashanah. This is a day we have to live and breathe, that we're able to actually feel that we are servants to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have to feel that Ol Malchus Shamayim that's upon me. I have to feel that. It's a sense we walk in Yomim Noraim, literally. It's a day of awe. I walk in awe and reverence and trepidation. That's a sense, that's not, Shabbos is a day I have to know that it's Shabbos. I have to declare it Shabbos. Declare it Shabbos. I have to recognize it Shabbos. I have to recognize it's Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah, I have to feel. And therefore, the Kedushas Hayom, when we speak about the fact that today is holy, today is Rosh Hashanah, yes, right? As Nathan said, Hayom Haras Olam, there's something very unique about this day. This is a day, this is not just a Yom Tov. This is the beginning of the year. I would even, he doesn't write this, but I would equate this to the concept of Kiddushas, of the Kiddushas Rosh Chodesh itself, where we have to declare that it's Rosh Chodesh. We have to announce. I have to make that announcement. And one of the ways I make that announcement is the blowing of the shofar. I blow the shofar. I make an announcement. The Melech has arrived. That's one of the themes of the shofar. And I do the same when it comes to the Kiddushas Hayom, that I announce this day is a very holy day, but it's more than just a holy day. This is the beginning, Hayom Harasalam, Hayom Yamid Bamishpat. There's a feeling, that a sense that this day is a day of awe, different than all other Yamim Tovim, different than Shabbos. And therefore, it's not sufficient to use the source Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. I need a special pasuk in the sources in the pasuk, whether it's from Shabbaton or from Mikra Kodesh. There's a special pasuk that teaches me that today there is a Kedushas Hayom that's unique, not like any Shabbos or Yom Tov. If that's so, then I could understand very well why it is so appropriate to blow the shofar after Kedushas Hayom. I mentioned Malchios. So Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, well, if you mentioned Malchios, the one okay. Right? If you're right, why are you mentioning Malchios at all if you're not going to blow the shofar? So his response is, you know when I'm blowing shofar? I'm blowing shofar after Kedushas Hayom. This is a special Kedushas Hayom. The Kedushas Hayom of today is related to the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. It's all part, they're all learned from special words in the same pasuk. If I have in the same phrase Shabbason, Shabbos, and Zichron Trua, and Malchios, right, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that means there's something about the Kedushas Hayom that relates to all of the other tefillos. And therefore, I'm going to blow shofar after this section.
Why not if, before?
What?
At the beginning?
Beginning of?
Of Kedushas Hayom.
Okay, so
because that will make, okay, here is something different. Now we can go.
Right,
so here comes all the psukim.
Right, so it could very well be, I can make that argument before shofros too. Right, I should blow the shofar before shofar. So it could be when I conclude the bracha, because Kedushas Hayom, remember, is a bracha. And at the end of the bracha, in order to show that this Kedushas Hayom is unique, I blow the shofar, which proves that that is so. But it's a good argument, but I would imagine that in this, whatever I would do for Kedushas Hayom is what I'm going to do for Zichronos and shofars and vice versa. So that's number one. Avos, Gevuros, etc. So what's special about this section of Shemona Esrei? Avos, I want to let you know that on Rosh Hashanah, you say Avos, and Gevuros, and Kedushas Hashem, etc. So, what is there in these brachos? Well, when I go to Kedushas Hayom, as we mentioned last time, Kedushas Hayom and Malchios are indeed one and the same. Melech al kol ha'aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael, v'yom hazikaron. The Kedushas Hayom is about coronating the king. So I'm going to say my Malchios. I follow it with the Kedushas Hayom, and I blow the shofar because this is the announcement that this is the king. And Zichronos and shofars as well. And this indeed is Shevach. And the fact that he's the king, I have to blow. And maybe it should have been before, but obviously I recognize that he is the Melech. What about the first brachos of Shmona Esrei? So we have Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagen. Melech Meimis Umechaye Umatzmiach Yeshua, and of course HaMelech HaKadosh. Why do I have to change HaKel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh, but all the other brachos, so everything's just fine? Well, they're just fine because they speak about that he's the Melech. It's certainly appropriate to be in a kona minag Ashkenaz. So if I said Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, I'm Yotze, according to Sfaradim, I'm not. I'm Yotze B'Yed, because I mentioned he's the Melech. So it's certainly fitting. So the fact that all of these brachos now have this additional theme, the Avos of Rosh Hashanah becomes a new Avos. And the Mechai HaMesin is now a new Mechai HaMesin. Because it's almost like if you were writing this down, you would bold, right? What's important today? So maybe yesterday it was I focused on the word Ozer, right? Umoshia, Omeru Umagein. But today it's the word Melech. That he's the Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagein. And he is Melech Memes Umechaya. So I have the theme of Malchus in this section as well. So when the Mishnah says, Seder Brachos Omer, what it's teaching us is that that's something I have to have in mind. I want you to realize that your Shmona Esrei for Rosh Hashanah is incomplete if you don't recognize the fact that this Malchus really, the theme of Malchus, we find is spread throughout the Shmona Esrei. And I want you to find them. I want you to be able to recognize how he, the Melech, is all over, is in the Avos and Givuros. Kedushas Hashem, of course, I have to change the Melech HaKadosh. And therefore, the Mishnah will mention this Seder HaBrachos, and the Gemara will once again go through the sources of where this is, from where this is derived. So, just to conclude, what we really did is we learned the Mishnah together. That's all we did. We tried to understand a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nura and Rabbi Akiva. What are they arguing about? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nura says, what do I do? Avos, Givuros, Kedushas Hashem, Malchios. Don't blow shofar yet. Blow shofar after Kedushas Hayom, because Kedushas Hayom had to be learned from a pasuk like all the others. And the Tekiah shofar is certainly appropriate for Kedushas Hayom, as it is for everything else. If he's the Melech, this is his special day, so then I have to blow shofar at that juncture. And of course, Tekiah shofar after all that. As Rabbi Akiva, I'm looking at Tekiah shofar, I'm looking at the tefillah aspect of the Tekiah shofar. If it's the tefillah aspect of Tekiah shofar, so then I don't understand why you need a 10th pasuk of Malchios at all. According to you, if you're not blowing after Malchios, so why would you mention a 10th pasuk? Why did I mention the 10th pasuk of Malchios? The blowing of the shofar is about that he's the Melech. Of course I mention a 10th pasuk. I mention a 10th pasuk, and not only do I do that, I say Kedushas Hayom, because Kedushas Hayom is learned from its own pasuk, unique to Rosh Hashanah, because of the theme of Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, which is where just I have to mention that Shabbos and Yom Tov. Here I have to live it. I have to feel it. The shofar puts me in that mood that I feel that it's the days of war. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And that explains why I'm blowing after the Kedushas Hayom. Why Kedushas Hayom needs its own specific pasuk to learn that on Rosh Hashanah there is a mitzvah Kedushas Hayom. And why the Mishnah needs to list for us Avos, Givuros, and Kedushas Hashem, something that I should have known from Maseches Megillah, but here we repeat it once again to tell me that the theme of Malchus is found even within those brachos, and that should be our intent, our specific and unique intent on Rosh Hashanah itself. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good night.